Two Fat Guys Talk, E3 2016, Bethesda. I'm going to open the floor up to Carlos, because I know he has a lot to say.
I never played Dishonored. I only saw videos of it. Seemed cool, but not really my cup of tea. Dishonored 2 seems cool, not really my cup of tea. The best part of this abomination of a press conference. And this is as unbiased as I can be, so I'm going to let you talk about the conference.
Okay. Where to start? Okay, let's go with the bad. Now, keep in mind, you're unbiased here. So, the bad for me was the Elder Scrolls Online.
There was one good part about that. When he talked about how they're just basically dropping leveling.
I'm pretty sure they're dropping leveling. But I'm very sure you still have to grind to unlock your skills and abilities.
Whatever, man. I don't play Elder Scrolls Online, but I wish all MMOs would just abandon pointless, stupid leveling. It is not necessary in an MMO at all for any reason.
Tomorrow, WoW decided for the next expansion to completely get rid of leveling.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a massive quest line, or they'd have get X amount of experience to unlock ability XYZ. They'd still have some way to pad the experience.
So what? At least it would be padding with everyone on the same playing field, being able to play together in all everywhere on the on in the world.
But isn't that basically what, even with leveling, WoW's doing next?
Sort of, but it only applies to this new continent, and only to all but the last zone in it.
Fair enough. So for me, the Elder Scrolls Online has never been something I cared about, and have laughed at for a number of things that it's done. Getting rid of levels, though, that is something new. Something they can actually say that it's doing the first of. I don't care about Legends very much. They didn't actually answer the one question I had that they kind of created early in that...
Leveling up the cards. They showed the interface for that, where you could pick a card to get +3/+3, or to get some other power, which effectively makes this pointless.
Is that on a per match thing where you're powering up your character, or is that a permanent thing? If it's in a match,
if it's per match, you're right. It's fine. I don't know.
Yeah. See, like that's a big yes or no for the game. I don't already care about the game, but that makes the game broken if it does. It's just not something I'd want to play with.
Me neither.
The stuff that talked about Doom. Yes, Doom is a very good game. I've been playing it. No single player DLC/Doom 2 announcement. Probably too early. But I'm not a fan of their whole premium DLC nonsense.
More multiplayer maps.
Multiplayer maps and modes should not be something you charge for.
Mm-hmm. But maps, I could almost see. Modes.
Modes, no. Being a big fan of Fallout, I made a comment during the Fallout portion of it that the Fallout new stuff they're bringing out for Fallout over the next month or two are basically all the best mods from 5 months ago when the game came out that they're now just going to steal and put into the game. Now, granted, you're using their engine, not using their tools, because, oh yeah, we didn't get tools until like 3 weeks ago. So all the really skilled mod creators just did what we always do. Fuck Bethesda's tools, and we're not going to wait. We're going to have mods right fucking now before you actually officially put mods into the game. Dishonored 2 is a game that I'm looking very much forward to. From their art design to the environments they had, it told its own story as you played through the areas. So I I'm going to enjoy the next game as well, because they're keeping to that. Quake.
Champions.
Quake Champions. It's too little too late.
They already talked about customizing your gameplay on each character, so I'm like, oh wow. So it's going to be Overwatch, but worse.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're getting way too many of these games, and Quake had its day. It really did. And most of us abandoned Quake for Unreal Tournament. And then when Unreal Tournament got shitty, we abandoned it. So bringing a arena-style shooter from the Quake environment out now, sorry guys, that boat has sailed and sunk.
I've said this a lot lately, but what a bleak, horrible fucking future we live in.
Oh yeah, and then there's the VR stuff that they're working on.
Like, I was already bored out of my gourd, and I was jokingly lifting my shirt up and unsheathing my car key in an attempt to commit seppuku, and then they're like, Bethesda VR, and then I really tried stabbing myself, but it failed. Now, all these fuckers are talking about their rich visual experiences, lighting engine, texture mapping technologies, vector shading polyps, volumetric fog lamps, bump mapping parallaxes.
Now you're making shit up.
Part of the reason why I claim that Nintendo won the last three E3s in a row is because while they sometimes had the designers talking about the how and why of their games, it's always been from a much more mechanical standpoint. And then they show the games. And it's not these boring, overly white men talking about their engines and how the technology lets them make something look good, which is why part of the reason I hate Bethesda so much. Because how long did it take them to finally show Dishonored 2, like, gameplay? It was just scene after scene of exposition about nothing, about stuff shareholders told them to talk about and PC Gamer magazine wants to report on and nobody with a brain gives a shit about.
That hurts.
Game looks fine, though.
I'm glad it didn't go any longer.
Jesus Christ, that was like 5 hours.
No, it was only an hour.
It was an hour and change.
No, we didn't get started until almost 15, 18 after.
Yeah, thanks for fucking starting late, Bethesda. Like, I wanted to take longer. Like, the anticipation wasn't building or nothing.
One thing I will say is a good idea is them releasing the first mission of Doom.
Yeah.
For free this week.
It should be permanent.
Yeah. But that's a fine comeback on that. Shareware / demos are a good thing. So releasing the first level of the game probably would have had me buy the game earlier. But I was always worried about, okay, well, are the people that are saying it's good, is it really good, or is it just this more smoke blowing smoke up our asses? So thankfully it wasn't. Doom is a fine game. But this game... Oh, and then there's the remastered edition of Skyrim. Which, again, just was doing what Skyrim on PC was doing. Or, sorry, less than what PC Skyrim did a long time ago.
They should call it Skyrim, only slightly less shitty edition.
Which I will not be picking up and playing.
They showed new improvements to Fallout Shelter that make the game look like it's almost half as good as Fallout and Fallout 2. Go play those. They were pre-Bethesda to boot. And they were, unlike 3 and 4, actually good games. No, I don't apologize. I stand by that statement.
I should hit you at that table.
So, out of 3 pie, what would you give the Bethesda
press conference? I'm not giving it a rating.
I know what I would give it out of 3 pie.
Here's my rating. Unbelievable.
Let me just crouch on the ground here with my pants down. And there you have it.
Okay, well... This has been Defa Guys talk about the Bethesda E3 presentation.
Next, we have Microsoft.
Tune in next time for Microsoft, PC gaming, and Sony. Yay. I think there's Ubisoft somewhere in there as well.
Yeah, there's an Ubisoft one as well.
Yay!